what are some of your first memories of your Uncle Madison?
Well, I didn't have much to do with him because he was busy in a 3 to 5 year olds, not you don't carry on a conversation with him. But I've got something I'm gonna.
Okay.
I'll put this right there where I'll find it.
Okay.
Now this was a few days before Madison died.
Okay, I'm looking at a letter dated September 25th, 1956,
Madison would give each of my children gifts and write them a note, and this is...
When they were born?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And this was my daughter Golda. He directed this to this, you want to read that to
okay.
them?
Okay. It says, "Dear Ricky Lacey," which is her nickname. Was a nickname
well,
he gave her?
She was, Rickson was her middle name, which was a name on the mother's side.
Uh-huh.
And so he always made nicknames out of other names, so he called the new baby Ricky.
Okay. Says, "Your being late is being overlooked this time, but don't let it happen again." "It is hoped that you will be lastingly grateful for your mother for all she went through getting you here, and to your father, too, for whatever it was he did." And then it has the initials M-A-C.
I've got the original.
Uh-huh.
And you can have that.
Oh, thank you.
It's just a copy.
Okay. So he had a sense of humor.
Had a sense of humor. Now, the gift was a savings box.
Uh-huh.
And guess the size of the gift.
Well, it could be very generous or it could be very small.
Well, you just said it. He gave her a savings bond that was worth $25 at maturity.
Oh.
So he took the advantage of he bought it for 17 or whatever.
Right, right.
But that's, you know, that was the way his mind worked.